Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. Once again, we're going to bring you some really, really good information today. Today, I'm talking with the chairman of the board of Aldoro Resources. ASX code is ARN. These guys have been on fire. They have been working really hard, working with a strategy to give shareholder value. And they've got a project, world-class base metals project, Nandi. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the spin-off of their gold assets. So let's welcome Joshua Letcher to the Small Caps program. Joshua, great to see you. Thanks for joining us on Small Caps today.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys have been very, very busy. But first up, let's just give those that don't know who Aldoro are a brief overview of who you are and what you're doing.
Yeah. So we're a junior, been around for a couple of years. We were focused initially on the gold side of things over the last couple of years. Now we're positioning our company to be a battery minerals focus, which is a more of a longer-term strategy, focusing on the electrification of everything with electric vehicles and the upside in that we see some really long-term potential, at least through to 2030.
Okay, so before we get into that sort of battery metals and the EV revolution, if you like, and what you're doing with that, In the early days, it was all about your projects in gold, Penny South, et cetera. Now, you're going to do a spin-off of those. How is that going to work and how is that going to be beneficial for current Aldoro shareholders? And when's it happening?
Yeah, so we did a bit of work over the last 12 months through to November last year, so November the year before. With the review that was recently done, we decided that it's probably required to do deeper drilling. Deeper drilling needs a bigger budget. So that's the main sort of driver for the spin-off. The spin-off then also has some added advantage for the shareholders, as Aldoro will be retaining a significant amount of Aurum, the new spin-off company.
Sorry to interrupt you. Aurum, A-U-R-U-M, have we got an ASX code for that yet?
Not yet. We should have something this month. So, yeah. So basically we think that there's still some potential there, some really good potential with Ryan's find and recent hits in adjacent tenements earlier this year. And then also the Penny South, we think that there's still some potential there. We just need to go deeper drilling, which requires a bigger budget. And the spin-off, you know, is a better strategy to position the gold assets to have the funding to complete those, while we still have funding as well to do Aldoro as well, and provide a bit more clarity around what each company is doing.
With Aurum, and I just want to finish off with it, Ryan's find is the one that you think could be a little bit of a game changer for Aurum going forward. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's definitely a good potential there. So the tenements adjacent to us had some reasonable discoveries earlier this year. And from our sort of desktop studies, we see that the trend is coming into our block there. So we're quite excited to get this spin-off done and then get on the ground pretty quickly over there.
Are you going to stay on the board of the new company, Joshua?
Yes, I'll be on the board as chairman initially, yeah.
And so your focus is really on the strategy of how to, I guess, it's giving shareholder value of this new company. And you mentioned Aldoro is going to have a significant stake in it. What sort of level are we talking at?
Around the 20% mark. And then also investors and shareholders of Aldoro will have the opportunity to acquire in that IPO process, which we've announced to the market as well.
When's the IPO?
We should complete it this month, hopefully. We're moving quickly, so it's looking good.
Well, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've had conversations with Joshua before, and he does not let the grass grow under his feet. He gets on with things, which is one of the things I really like. So good luck with Aurum. Maybe we'll come back and chat to you later in the year and see how things are going there. But let's talk about your all your focus now being on Namdi because of all that sort of battery metals and the electrification of cars, etc. What have you got at Namdi and what's creating all the excitement?
Yeah, so there's huge potential with the Mafic Ultra Mafic body there. A lot of historical drilling. Most of that historical drilling has grades, reasonable grades of nickel, copper as well, PGEs. With the long-term trend of everything going electric, we decided that it'd be a really good focus to focus on that, put some more holes in the ground. After our extensive geophysical survey. So earlier this year, we put out the investor presentation to give a bit of an overview of the geophysical surveys we're doing. So it included the FLTEM, BTEM, MLTEM, which we've just wrapped up. That just has found another two quite high priority targets. The FLTEM had found 16 targets in total. Two of those look drill ready. And we've got a couple other surveys that we're waiting to do, which will include dipole or two dip, as well as a gradient array IP gate survey. So those two, in our investor presentation, we outlined why we're doing each of them, what the benefit of each of them is. And essentially what we're doing is we're creating multiple layers of these geophysical surveys, and that helps us to sort of fine tune before we start popping expensive holes into the ground.
Well, yeah, because you do want to fine tune it because they do get expensive. But if I can step back just for a moment, you mentioned that there was a lot of historical drilling that has been done. How did Aldoro get these assets? If we can just outline that to our listeners.
Yeah, we've had these for quite a while. So they were from previous IPO and initial transactions that we did. We acquired them then. So,
How much drilling are you going to be doing in this first round? And when you've started doing some drilling already, haven't you? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, on Friday we started that. So rigs on site. This first target is cleared and they've commenced drilling. There's still a lot of rain. We've been delayed over the last month.
Oh yeah, you guys have had a ton of rain, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been crazy. The roads keep getting blocked or closed. When you've got a 30-ton rig, it makes it hard to move it around.
So one rig, ready to start going. You've had a couple of days without rain. And I wanted to find out whereabouts is the ground that you're drilling in?
So the location where we're drilling is just south of Mount Magnet at Namdi. We've got the 16 targets in total there. The first target's sort of the most southern target. Within that main structure that we're targeting, and then we'll be going up to BC11, which is right up north. That one's exciting as well. It's not had any work previously done around there, but it's quite a prominent structure that the geophysics surveys has picked up. With the MLTEM that we completed over the last week, or got it out to market in the last week, we identified two more targets, and those ones actually have even better signatures. So we're doing some things on the fly. So we'll sort of reshuffle the drilling order based on the targets. So yeah, quite an exciting time right now.
How big is the area? How far away are these targets in terms of location, and how easy it is to move the rig from one spot to the other?
Yeah, it's a big area. Luckily for us, it's fairly easy to get around. There's some good roads already there. The main target area, it's definitely larger than 5 square kilometers. It's probably about 10 square kilometers, the area that covers all of the 16 targets. And then there's another section right down the south of all of the Namdi area as well. So we're getting there. That'll be the two dip and the gate surveys. We'll go down there and check those targets out.
How deep do you have to go? Is there a lot of cover? Do you have to drill fairly deep? What's the program looking like?
Yeah, a couple of the targets sort of have an initial top of target at 60 meters, 100 meters, okay. That sort of range. With the dip, we're sort of going about 150 meters to 250 meters as the initial holes. So we're sort of targeting the middle. of those, but some are a lot deeper. But yeah, we need to do a bit more geophysical work on some of the targets. But the initial targets, we're looking at around the 150, 250 metre mark for the first drill holes.
Joshua, you've had a really good run on the share price of late. So clearly the market likes what you're doing. What do you think it is that's giving the confidence to the market? Is the fact that you're spinning off the gold assets and focusing on Nandi? And if that's the case, if you can just outline to our listeners what it is that you're finding in terms of grade and what the focus is. Is it nickel? Is it the copper? Because you've said you've got everything, you know, Elon Musk, just go and have a chat to them. They've got everything for the battery market. But what is it that's got the market excited, do you think?
Yeah, I think the focus on the nickel and separating that from the gold is probably well received by the market. Shows a clear focus of the company, as well as the historical work that's been done on the Nandi project. So there's gossans with grades of 1.5% nickel. Most of the drill holes are between sort of 0.4 to 0.7% nickel, which are fairly reasonable grades. And then if we can intersect, you know, the upside is if we can intersect the main sort of a body there, you know, we should be able to get some reasonable thickness, and also the grades could be higher. So there's a lot of upside, a lot of potential. So now we just have to deliver on that.
Just a small delivery, but it's all about strategy, isn't it? So let's talk about news flow for those people that are watching us today and saying, all right, Adora's had a very strong run on its share price. Where's the value? Now, we talked about the spin-off of the gold assets and the fact that Aldora will still have 20% ownership of those and shareholders can get in on that IPO. That's obviously a good strategy and the market's liked it. But moving forward, where's the news flow? What can people expect going forward for the rest of this year, I guess? Because, you know, we're coming, it's August now. Where did that go? What can they expect coming up to the end of the year?
Yeah, I think we're coming up to the most exciting part. So we still do have the 2DIP and the GAPE surveys to be done. And then we're just drilling. So it's quite exciting. Also, that'll, you know, so hopefully this month we can get the 2DIP and the GAPE completed. That's a bit delayed because of the rain and other projects being delayed as well before us. We've got a drill rig on site now, so we'll be drilling one target after the next, and that'll be ongoing, I think, for several months, given the number of targets we have.
Just remind me, how many targets do you have? Was it 16?
About 16 targets, and there's potentially a couple more with the MLTEM and the surveys that we're currently doing as well with the 2DIP and the GAPE. So basically the next few months is drilling for Nandi, so it's probably the most exciting time. And then we've also got the Windamara lithium project. We're going to be quite busy there. We've got another geologist coming on board to focus on that. So that way Luke can just focus on the nickel side. And we should have some field work being done over the next few weeks. And then some initial assays. That's going to take potentially two to three months at the moment. It's quite busy. Once we've completed those assays, we'll be drilling there as well. So, and that's pegmatites at surface. So it's fairly easy to drill those out.
Is that on the same ground? Where's the lithium asset? Sorry.
So that one's just to the northeast. So you got Mount Magnet, Nandi is just south of that. The Windamara project is just sort of to the east of Mount Magnet. Yeah, so it's all pretty close. It's really close. It's about 4 to 5 minutes to an hour drive.
Were you specifically looking for lithium? I mean, we talked about, you know, the electric batteries and it's like, well, lithium's part of it. Did you go out and look for that or did you stumble across it? How did you come to Windamara?
I think it was a bit of both. We knew that lithium's a good focus as a part of to complement the nickel side and the battery minerals focus. And then it just turned out there was some nickel close in the area. So we reached out and were able to bring that into Eldoro, which I think is a huge, huge plus for Eldoro shareholders, especially with the work that's been done there. There's pretty good grades upwards of, you know, 1.5% from from work being done there.
Just take a step back. When you say this is very good for Aldoro shareholders, just give me the history. Let me understand that a little bit more as to the value to shareholders.
Yeah, well, it complements the current project, the nickel project. So, you know, if we can snag two nickel and a lithium, then that's probably one of the only places in the world where you can build a gigafactory and build batteries at the mine site, the minerals there. So, the proximity is quite favourable to a larger company that wants to produce battery minerals to be able to do everything at one location.
Wow. So,
I think that's a sort of a key takeaway for me, I think.
And what are you finding with the lithium? So you mentioned you're going to put a new geo to focus just on the lithium, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So he's started already. He's helping Luke with the nickel side. They've taken some initial samples of the pegmatites and did an initial check. And then we've got a bit more work that will happen over the next month. In terms of planning the main sample program, because when they went out there, the pegmatites were much bigger than they were expecting.
Really?
Up to 400 metres width and over a kilometre long. So it's quite a lot of pegmatites there. So we need to do an updated mapping exercise. There's not really much done historically. So we need to go through and basically start from scratch, do a mapping exercise, and then from that, we can build a full sample program, which will be rock chip samples, and then we can get them off to the lab.
Yeah. Has that surprised you to the upside that this is as big as it? Because you just said a moment ago that, you know, the lithium was there, but it's actually a lot bigger than we thought.
Yeah, it is surprising. I think lithium's still new, though, so at the same time, it's not surprising. Most people haven't been focusing on that previously, so... it's first mover advantage is quite favourable sometimes.
I think the market's probably going to be pretty excited about that as well. So there's so much news you've got coming out. We're running out of time. Joshua, if you could just sum up why you think, because as I said before, from November last year, I think about 15 cents a share, you've had a very strong run. Where's the value coming now? If you could give us a little summary of why you think that our listeners need to take a very good look at Aldoro.
Yeah. I think if looking at our share registry, we're pretty tightly held. Yeah. A lot of the investors have been with us since day one. I think we're quite strong on that front. And then the project potential complements that with, you know, such huge potential on multiple fronts as well. So not just the nickel, but there's the nickel, the gold, upside to shareholders, and then there's the lithium potential as well. So we've got a pretty good chance of success, I think. And the stage that we're at now is sort of the upside where the money's made. So with the drilling,
it's all about the drilling, isn't it, Joshua? Put the drill bit in the ground. That's what we say as shareholders. So well done, you. Listen, there's a lot of news coming up. I'm really pleased you came and joined us on Small Caps today because I think it's important. There's so much going on with Aldoro at the moment. Love the strategy. Love the fact that you're going to spin off the gold assets, focus on Nandi. And then what, ladies and gentlemen, then they get lithium on top of that. So tick, 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 tick. Joshua Letcher, thank you so much for joining me on Small Caps today. Lots of news coming up in the future. I look forward to chatting to you again.
Thanks for having me today. And thanks to the shareholders for hanging in there.